It has often been said by very sharp salespeople with incredibly high incomes that if you use rapport skills, opportunities will come to you and favorable situations will present themselves because of your unique abilities with people. If you have poor rapport skills, people will avoid you like the plague. This is true in almost all of our relationships. From business to marriage to personal one-to-one communication, rapport is the bridge which helps the person you're communicating with find meaning and intent in the things you say. It helps them feel comfortable with you, and it creates a feeling of warmth and understanding. Most importantly, when it comes to selling, rapport will help your prospects feel that what you're saying is directed right at them, aimed at their particular needs and desires. Rapport is defined simply as a relation marked by harmony, conformity, accord, or affinity. Without rapport, you're just communicating information. You might as well just read your sales presentation to the customer. If you can't establish rapport with your customer, chances are you won't make a sale. On the other hand, if rapport is too high, you may end up doing more than just business. You may be taking your relationship out of the professional arena and into the personal or romantic realm. So you have to watch out for that too. What this says to all of us as communicators is that we need to be flexible when we present ourselves to our clients. Flexibility is defined as the set of behavioral tools you could use to more readily communicate and deal with your prospect or client. By using this program, you will certainly be able to reach a higher level of behavioral and sales flexibility in knowing how your prospect wants to be sold and simply selling him in his favorite way. If you have that flexibility, you will have more alternatives and tools to use with your clients. Until you get the rapport responses you want, you won't treat people the way they want to be treated. I attended a cocktail party a couple of years ago. A gentleman and I were talking about his business. He didn't seem very interested in our conversation, even though he kept talking to me. His business had to do with pipeline hardware for oil companies. When he talked to me, he refused to make eye contact. He turned his head from side to side while looking around the room. Our rapport was tremendously low. I found myself getting more angry and more upset the more I talked to the guy. I caught myself and realized that maybe I was doing something wrong and not grabbing his attention sufficiently. Instead, I was spending all my energy thinking about how much he was offending me. My daughter Stacy has her own way of dealing with situations like this. If I'm having a conversation with my wife and Stacy wants me to listen to her, she will walk straight over to me and get my attention by grabbing my face with her hands. She will then twist my face toward her so that I'm looking straight into her eyes. At that point, she has my total attention. Unfortunately, we can't use this technique in business, even though I've often wished I could. However, I'm going to show you some key ways to establish rapport that will have the equivalent effect. Once you try them, your prospects will want to pay total attention to whatever you say to them. The best way to generate rapport is to genuinely and sincerely care about what your prospect needs or wants. No technique I can show you will work unless you really care about the person you're dealing with, and I can't show you how to care. Active listening is quite possibly the most important process in the sales cycle. It is more important than presenting your ideas, handling objections, or even closing. Because if you learn what your prospect wants, what his needs are, and how his mind works as he communicates, you will be 100% certain of making a sale. There will be absolutely no way he will be able to say no to you. Unfortunately, most of us don't listen. We keep talking and talking and talking to the point that we actually oversell. This readily becomes a problem since most of the time we sell right past the point of the prospect buying. We start buying the product back. Here are several steps to effectively listen to your prospects and clients. These steps are so important that it will literally make sales for you without even trying. Number one, value the speaker. Even though the speaker may not be as articulate as you, and you are sure you know what the prospect is going to say anyway, you need to show a sincere concern. You need to display a very sincere transference of value to who the speaker is. My wife Sandy and I, during the first couple of years of our marriage, saw numerous marriage counselors. Since I have a background in professional psychology, I disagreed often with the process they use in dealing with us. I, in effect, did not value these therapists very highly. Finally, after a couple of years of going from marriage counselor to marriage counselor, one man who is currently my Sunday school teacher did a presentation in class on marriage in living color, as he entitled it. During this class, I realized that he was saying the same things that I'd heard from other counselors and therapists. But since this man was a business owner and had been able to resolve his own marriage problems, I put more value in him because of his experience. He was saying almost exactly the things I heard before, but yet I valued him more than all the rest. As we met face to face, I realized that I could have saved myself possibly 2 years of marital strife had I valued these other counselors and therapists. The second step in listening effectively is try to develop the desire to hear the truth. Your prospect may give you objections or tell you things that you don't want to hear about your product or even sales abilities. If you strive to hear the truth from your prospect instead of the truth emanating from your own preconceived ideas, you will be a much better listener. A manager of a very large company currently says to his marketing staff, "Forget who said it. Is there truth to it?" When they receive criticism from customers, they are very quick to say, "Well, this guy is just a crank anyway. What does he know? This person doesn't even pay his bills on time. Why should we listen to him?" But yet, forget who's saying it. Listen for the truth. Number 3, make sure you take turns talking and don't interrupt your prospect. The research has shown that your prospect has an intense attention span of basically only 30 seconds at a time. In fact, television advertisers have known for a long time that if their ads last for more than 30 seconds, you will go get a cup of coffee, popcorn, or even go to the restroom. Most television advertisers know that if they keep a camera shot, even in a TV program, on one place for more than 4.5 seconds, viewer interest will dissipate. Make sure that as a rule, you never again talk for more than 30 seconds at a time without saying, "Any comments about this? Any questions?" or asking for a response. 30 seconds really is a long time. Try timing yourself while talking. You will be surprised how long 30 seconds really is. Number 4, don't think about your response to your prospect while he is talking. A good salesperson is sharp enough that he is spontaneous, not canned. You shouldn't try to manipulate your prospect by asking certain questions that you already know the answer to. Intently listen to your prospect's answer to a question or comment before you speak. Then answer in the way your prospect wants to hear it, if possible. If you think about what you want to say while he is talking, you will certainly miss his message. When you miss even the tiniest part of what your prospect is saying, you may miss the information that will generate a sale for you. Number 5, the fifth technique in effective listening is to try intensely to listen and understand from your prospect's point of view. A fool struggles to reveal constantly what is in his own mind, but a wise man struggles to understand not only what his prospect or client is saying, but also what he is thinking. Your prospect has a point of view that is unique. You will not hear it from any other prospect. You've never heard it before in quite the same way. Even though you seemingly already understand what his concerns are, it is not actually what he says to you that's important. It's the process in which he says it. Try to understand what the thoughts are behind the words. In this case, you're really dealing with perceptions, not just hard points in fact. The answer is to credit each perspective as being the truth. Listen to what they really think, not critically and analytically, but as a window to how they think. Think of it as, well, that's how they believe it. Number 6, show respect and consideration for every comment your prospect makes. If your prospect realizes that you respect his words and put value in his comments, he will in turn respect your job and experience in being somebody who will help him solve his problems rather than just a person who peddles a product. Number 7, make sure that before you give your prospect an answer, repeat his comment or concern to show understanding. In other words, verbalize it back. You've probably heard something that the prospect just didn't say. If you can find out through better listening techniques what your prospect really means, you're going to make more sales. Also, you should maintain good eye contact, not stare the person down, but keeping a constant and natural communication through the eyes. Keep good eye contact, even if your prospect doesn't. Make sure that without staring your prospect down, you offer an open honesty through constant and trusting eye contact. When listening, don't take down a lot of notes while the person is speaking to you. Instead, jot down an occasional key word or phrase which will help you recall the conversation later on. People have commented on what a good listener I am. I used to think this was a weakness. I've often thought that by keeping my ideas and views to myself too often, people would not be as interested in me. But I found that people may care more about what they have to say than what others may have to say. Letting the other person do the talking, particularly a sales prospect, is one key to greater sales. By repeating his own words back to him, you increase his feeling of importance and increase your level of rapport. When you begin to generate rapport with your client, the things you say are twice as meaningful to him.